B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Agenda Free Friday here. Hits the 4 o'clock hour, 4:02 in the evening on Agenda Free Getaway Day Friday here on Felger and Maz. I just want to say we are not taking a long weekend. I want to remind you, Felger and Maz and Beadle and Zoll will be back at work on Monday.
Beadle and Zoll are working too?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Yep, fully loaded here at 98.5, the Sports Hub. Beadle and Zoll then followed by Felger and Maz on Monday, getting you ready for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll be on the street, Canal Street, that Fan Fest deal there by the Garden all day long on Memorial Day. So that's a great opportunity to come on by, say hello to Maz and Murray, and chat them up and watch some Felger and Maz. Watch some Felger and Maz at home, on your radio, at the beach, whatever the case may be. Stanley Cup Day will be on the air with Beadle and Zoll starting at 10.
As I've been imploring the people on social media, when they come by, do tell Felger you want the cup.
meanwhile, Agenda Free Friday is driven by our friends at the Bernardi Auto Group. Join us as Chris Gasper of the Boston Globe. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? How you guys doing?
Good. We're doing good. You watched that ball game last night?
I did.
That was a good game, wasn't it?
It was a good game.
What does it tell you?
Are you nervous?
I'm not a huge believer in the Bucks, okay. So I feel like if they win, it's gravy. Otherwise, I haven't hitched my wagon to them.
The old reverse psychology.
There's a little bit of that. But
the full Murray is its
name. No, but honestly, and I've been saying this all along, Giannis isn't there yet. He's not there yet. And they're not there yet as a team. They're not. And when you watch him next to Kawhi Leonard, who is there, you see. I mean, just in the last 3 minutes of that ball game, what Kawhi Leonard can do on all sides of the floor,
yeah,
and all sides of the ball in all situations, and Giannis can't yet. And that's a big difference right there. I think you're seeing it in this series, which doesn't surprise me. So I'm not losing sleep over it. But on Kawhi, well, I mean, your thoughts.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway so far for me this entire playoffs is people slept on Kawhi Leonard. And I know there was this narrative that he quit on the Spurs. I don't think that was the case. There were games this year the Raptors had to sit him out. But I think everybody forgot how good this guy is. And I think, look, hindsight is 20/20, obviously. But the Celtics should have made more of an effort to get this guy. And at the end of the day, when you sort of look at it, they might have gotten the wrong guy. This guy's legit. Like, he can be the best player on a championship
team.
They
got the wrong guy, meaning Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would rather have Kawhi Leonard than Kyrie Irving. I said it at the time, too.
I mean, could have them both.
Well, that's the thing, right, Maz? And so, you know, I wish Jimmy were in here today because he could discuss this, but
They wanted Jaylen Brown, correct, and the Celtics wouldn't offer it.
Yes.
That's what Jimmy says.
And I love Jaylen Brown. I am president of the Jaylen Brown fan club, but come on.
You make that trade 10 out of 10.
Exactly. For Kawhi. I mean, Kawhi. And I know it's only a year.
They wouldn't.
But it's the same thing as sort of like, who would you rather have? Let me ask this. Who would you rather have, Kawhi Leonard or Anthony Davis?
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
So it's the same thing of renting a guy for a year and trying to convince him to stay. And so it seems like you're going to give up Jaylen Brown probably and Tatum to get Anthony Davis, and you could have just given up Jaylen Brown for Kawhi.
I would have done it.
Well, if you're the Spurs, who would you rather have, Jaylen Brown or DeMar DeRozan?
DeMar DeRozan. But
no, I see the opposite.
You would.
Well, he's a better player at this stage of his career. Right, but he might be a short timer.
Yeah, I think. But if Jaylen Brown had been offered, the Spurs would have taken him.
Oh, I agree with that. But I mean, you mean in a trade scenario? Or
yeah.
Just, like, if you're asking Popovich this year, who do you want? It's DeMar DeRozan.
Right. Okay, no, I'm saying in a trade scenario.
Contract wise, you have the rights to the player. He's
correct.
Only restricted, right?
But you have to pay him. You know, you still have to pay him. But they could have made the deal. That's the point. The Celtics could have made that deal.
For sure.
It's an easy second guess. But when you look at the playoffs, to me, that is the headline of the playoffs is Kawhi Leonard is a top five player in the league. People slept on him. Not only is he back, he's better than we thought he was.
He is so tremendous. I just... There's so many good things to say about the guy.
Yeah, I've come around on him. You're not going to get any argument from me.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right,
again.
John, I might just walk out of the studio at this point because it doesn't get any better than that.
You didn't have to go to rehab for
NBA
that one.
Talk with Maz.
Yeah, no, I didn't need rehab on that one. And in fact, I might even go so far as to say I think you two are underselling him. You top five player in the league? He's top three for sure. He might even be higher than that. I mean, who would you rather have in that right now? And I know age factors in.
Sure.
Him or LeBron?
Kawhi Leonard's 27, I think.
I'd rather have Kawhi Leonard than LeBron.
For the long term, sure. I mean, short term, I still think LeBron's more impactful.
Kawhi Leonard's the most complete player in the league.
He is the best two-way player in the league. There's no question about it.
And It's all the little stuff on top of it that none of these other guys do.
And can I just say this, too? Because you're right. But to just put this in context, was there a bigger, and Murray will back me up, a bigger loser playoff franchise than the Raptors?
You got it.
I mean, it's not like they made massive changes. They essentially swapped Kawhi Leonard in, DeMar DeRozan out. And he is carrying these guys.
What's that? But it,
I mean, Spicy P's definitely helped him. Siakam's been good. No question about that.
Yeah, but those guys are all consistent, Chris. Some nights Lowry goes off. Some nights the bench or someone like Van Vliet goes off.
Van Vliet has sucked until the last couple of games. Yeah, his kid was born, and all of a sudden he has a shooting touchback.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just, it's him and I think a bunch of real role players.
I agree.
But it's kind of infectious, his thing. And I just see it on the defensive end. How they all play defense. They're playing great team defense against Giannis. And the loose ball stuff, they must have had that sequence there at the end of the fourth quarter, Chris, where they had four or five offensive rebounds in a row. It all started with Kawhi Leonard following up a miss on a three-pointer. And then I think that was the sequence that ended in that replayed 24-second violation. But, you know, what?
No, it's just an NBA replay. Don't get me started. Go ahead.
I mean, it was the right call. They got it right. They got it right. But, I'm not even bitching about that. I'm just saying, I think the way he plays has translated and sort of other guys have picked up on it.
Yeah, in a positive way. And I think we saw here that can be positive or negative. And it was more negative here, wasn't it?
No question about it.
Well, see, so that's the other element is would Kyrie be nearly the pud that he's been if Kawhi Leonard were here?
So let's look this forward and spin this forward to how it's all going to shake out with NBA free agency. This is how I think it's all crystallizing to me. Kawhi Leonard does not make sense playing with LeBron James or Kevin Durant. They're just ball-dominant wings that I think you're sort of – I just think that that's kind of a waste. Never mind, would it work together? But I think, you know, someone's going to have to sacrifice. And why would you want to sacrifice for any of those guys? They're the guy. They're the dominant wing. And they each get a point guard. And that's what I think is going to happen. I think Durant's going to go somewhere. He's going to get his point guard. Maybe he stays. LeBron James is going to get his point guard. Kevin Durant's going to get his point guard. And that's it. Kyrie Irving's going to be one of them. Maybe Kemba Walker's another one.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is a whole nother thing that is fascinating with those All-NBA teams that come out yesterday.
Yeah.
Kemba Walker's third team All-NBA, which means he's eligible for the Supermax, okay? And Chris, maybe you know the actual number, but I heard today that Kemba Walker staying with Charlotte versus going somewhere else could make him as much as $80 million. Do I have that number right? Is it 80 or is it like 50? It's
Either way.
I think it's like 141 to 221. I think you might be right.
Okay, so I think it's
kind of sounds right.
I think if Kemba Walker stays in Charlotte and gets the Supermax versus going somewhere else, that's a difference of $80 million. How could he ever go anywhere?
Well, here's the question, though. If you're the Hornets, right? I mean, do you look at that and say, why would you pay him the Supermax?
Okay, so that's what someone else said today. Is that
Jordan, stuck in the middle.
And you'll hear the sound coming up. Stephen A. Smith said it, that Jordan's never going to go into the tax. Well, Jordan does not want to pay the tax, so they're not going to give him the Supermax. So maybe that makes that point moot. But
yeah, Jordan's still saving that for Frank Kaminsky.
For the blackjack table. So here's I don't know. Someone goes with LeBron to play point. Someone goes with Durant to play point. And that's it. And someone goes with Kawhi Leonard to play point.
Sure.
And that's how it all shakes out.
Yeah, probably.
Basketball-wise, that's what I feel.
I mean, the word on the street all year in the NBA has been that Kawhi is going to the Clippers.
Clippers.
The Clippers feel like they're going to get at least one guy. And feels like, you know, Kawhi wants to go to L.A., but maybe not play with LeBron. And so it would make sense with the Clippers. The Clippers sort of have had a resurgence here. They have some promising young players. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a promising young point guard. Lou Williams still there. Kawhi with the Clippers would make some sense.
So I'll tell you, the thing with the Kyrie trade in here and whether I consider a win or a loss, even if Kyrie Irving had walked after year two but had led you to the finals or really sniffed a championship, I would still say that's a win for the Celtics. Even if it's a rental, at least he elevated you and took you right there. Toronto, it's still worth it if he's one and done, but that one is game six of the NBA Finals, come what may, even if they lose it. To me, that's a worthwhile rental, and it would have been worth renting Kyrie if he took you somewhere.
Well, especially given
somewhere positive versus where he took you, which is the toilet.
Especially given what Toronto was. That thing, they were the biggest.
Never get over the hump.
They were one of the biggest choke teams in the league. What'd you have to lose? That's precisely the type of team that should take that gamble. It wasn't going anywhere. So you're losers. So you know what? We're going to take a gamble here. We're going to shake it up. We're going to get rid of DeRozan because what we had wasn't working anyway. And what if it turns out that they end up keeping him?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like if, you know, somehow Drake and all those back rubs or whatever convinces him to stay, I mean, that's a huge win, I think, for the Raptors. I mean, that's really transformative for the franchise. So, you know, it's one of those things. Like I said, it's an easy second guess, but man, you could have given up Jaylen Brown and some other stuff. Let's say, look at it this way. Jaylen Brown and the Sacramento pick, which ended up being the 14th pick in the draft, probably would have gotten it done.
For sure. Yes.
I mean, you have to massage, you know, the salary a little there, so there's some salary filler, but basically that would have been the deal.
No, easy. Easy, it gets it done.
But Trader Danny, he's done everything right. Or not. Even he misses, and maybe the whole league did, because that wasn't much of a return for San Antonio. So to be fair, the Celtics weren't the only one that maybe undervalued that player, Kawhi Leonard. But boy, again, I don't want to just rub his undercarriage all day, but I even like the way he carries himself. You know, there's no drama. He never says the wrong thing. And even something as little as he might be the only NBA superstar that doesn't constantly bitch to the refs. You know, he does a little tiny bit, but it's noticeable in that he's the one guy that goes to the rim and gets fouled without a call and doesn't do this. You know, where they all freaking do now. Giannis even does it. You see it. It's like you go to the basket, you don't get the foul, and it's it's just pathetic. Every single guy in the league does it. Kawhi Leonard doesn't do any of that crap.
Jason Tatum does it. He's had 2 years in the league.
It's brutal.
Oh, I hope you guys watched that Game of Zones thing I sent you. I know you didn't watch it, but
I didn't yet.
It's glorious. Glorious satire takedown of the Celtics.
Okay, it's a social media thing. Finally, Chris, what does this Golden State run? How does that reflect on Durant? And how do you think that impacts the whole situation on how people view him and how people should view him?
He went there. He got the two rings. He was the finals MVP both times. I mean, it was, you know, he was the cherry on top of the sundae, but they were already a championship team without him. I think we all knew that.
So doesn't this reflect poorly on him?
If you felt the way you felt when he went there, that he was chasing championships and that he was riding somebody else's coattails to get his ring, then it does. You know, for me, I sort of looked at it and felt like, okay, this guy just wants to go where he wants to go, and this is where he wants to go. I wasn't as upset as you guys were about him leaving OKC for Golden State. And I think you look back, I love Russell Westbrook, but that's, you know, you look at that situation. If he had stayed, do you think he would have won? But I think what it does reiterate is that if he leaves
if
Golden
he's an all-time
State, Golden
great,
State's fine.
If he's all-time
Golden
great.
Golden State's fine without him.
Of course they are. If he's an all-time great with that group there in OKC, yeah, he should win. If he's an all-time great, yep, he should.
I don't know. It's tough. I mean, LeBron only won one in Cleveland, and he basically only won because Draymond Green kicked him in the undercarriage.
So now we're mitigating. So now wait, Maz is taking away the championship on that side. You're taking away the championship on the other side. Let's not take away championships.
Well, they're up 3-1. The guy, you know, you guy need him in
the
you
only
know,
championship you need to take
balls, away. And then was
Chris
suspended.
Is wrong. I'm right.
So look, now on either side, someone's trying to take away that championship. That's ridiculous.
The point I'm trying to make
the championship is a championship. If Durant wins one, then that puts me. I'd give him more credit for winning the one with Westbrook than the two he's just
that's
parachuted
fine.
Into.
But
one
But the point I'm
State.
Trying to make, and you'll live this with Giannis too. If you're in Cleveland, Milwaukee, or OKC and you're a superstar, first of all, no superstar wins it alone, not even Jordan. You're going to have a tough time drawing your Scottie Pippen.
Let's see.
It's really tough.
Fair enough.
And if he felt Westbrook wasn't that guy, then
Westbrook's a loser.
Where's he supposed to go?
He wasn't going to win with Westbrook. Westbrook didn't get it.
If Durant's LeBron, which he thinks he is, then he would have won with Westbrook.
No, he wouldn't have.
Yes.
Well, who did LeBron win? LeBron went to Dwayne Wade, who'd already won, and went to Miami with Bosh and Wade. So he went to a guy that actually already had a title. How is it really different?
LeBron lost. He lost Kyrie and lost to Golden State.
Why are we taking away championships? This is so silly. U.S. Open championships. The only championship to take away is the 1958 Celtics who beat the Syracuse Nationals. That's the only championship you need to take away.
What about the 70 Bruins?
These ones. Taking away these modern NBA championships is really freaking silly. I mean, it is.
I'm not taking it away. I'm just making the point of how difficult it is to win in a small market.
I know it's difficult.
No matter how good you are.
Westbrook's a great player.
No, he's not. He is.
Is he first team All NBA or second? What did he make?
You can't shoot.
Third team. He is a great player.
He's third team All NBA.
But Maz is right. He's not. He has not shown himself to be a winner.
He's not a winner. He's a knucklehead.
And neither has Durant. Neither has Durant. That's my point. Neither has Kevin Durant.
Okay, so
we'll see.
I don't necessarily disagree with that.
And we'll see on Westbrook. Let's pick this up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Agenda Free Friday here. It's the 4 o'clock hour, 4:02 in the evening. On agenda-free getaway day Friday here on Felger and Maz. I just want to say we are not taking a long weekend. I want to remind you, Felger and Maz and Beadle and Zoll will be back at work on Monday.
Beadle and Zoll are working too?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Yep, fully loaded here at 98.5, the Sports Hub. Beadle and Zoll then followed by Felger and Maz on Monday, getting you ready for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll be on the street, Canal Street, that Fan Fest deal there by the Garden all day long on Memorial Day. So that's a great opportunity to come on by, say hello to Maz and Murray, and chat them up and watch some Felger and Maz. Watch some Felger and Maz at home, on your radio, at the beach, whatever the case may be. Stanley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now, I know Lakers fans are watching very closely. The whole NBA was watching very closely. But really who Magic was speaking to and was listening were those free agents. Guess who watches First Take all the time? Kyrie Irving. Guess who's all over social media? Saw all these clips. You can bet Kevin Durant saw it. And so this is a huge factor for whether free agents evaluate the Lakers franchise. But I do think it was important that LeBron came today. Sage, I can't remember LeBron ever coming to another out-of-season press conference. He is showing his support, but there's no doubt that his confidence has got to be a little bit shaken. He wants it to work. He's going to back Jeannie Buss. He's going to back Frank Vogel. But obviously, this is a tough situation that they're going to have to work their way out of. But over the last few months, there has no doubt been a thawing between Kyrie and LeBron. And Kyrie has become to be more open to joining the Lakers and has done some research on the organization. That said, with Magic leaving, that was a guy that he felt the connection to. And with great opportunities in Brooklyn and in New York, plus Boston trying to keep him, I think the Lakers are lower on his list, but they're on his list, and that gives them a fighting chance. Boston has got to still be worried about the Lakers in the Kyrie pursuit.
So that's Windhorse from earlier in the week here on Agenda Free Friday. Gaspar in our Town Fair Tire Studios. The free agency stuff continues to bubble up. There's all these reports. I was listening to the midday. I didn't track them down myself. Maybe you can help me there, Murray, if you're online. Were LeBron and Kyrie Irving spotted at L.A. nightclub over the weekend?
Yes. LeBron and Kyrie were seen at Hyde in L.A. on Saturday. Can you tell us about Hyde, Gasper?
Yeah.
Good spot.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a real, like, celebrity
is
spot.
Is that a Hugo Boss or sort of it's Dolce & Gabbana?
It's on Sunset.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nice, good spot.
He apparently had dinner with Anthony Davis last night. So
he had dinner with Anthony Davis last night in L.A.
Yep. Hung out with Kyrie last Saturday. Reportedly spoke with Kawhi and Jimmy Butler recently as well.
Okay, but this thing about, you know, Nobu, the clubs in WeHo, or
Mondrian. Yeah.
Okay, so this sort of stuff. I'm sorry, Boston. I'm sorry.
Oh, you just can't compete.
No, I mean,
there's no shot.
I mean, you know, Horford could take him to the Cask and Flagon, or, you know, I don't know. Were you going to go down
to Faneuil Hall?
I don't know.
You know, chat up some doughy sixes.
the Grand's not too bad, right? Good enough for Captain America, Chris.
Yeah, I saw LeBron and Kyrie at Hurricanes.
we can't go. You know, we'll take you to a good sports bar. We're filthy with doughy sixes, right?
Oh, yeah.
We'll give you a Bud Light like you read about. But this is where Boston sort of loses, right?
Oh, yeah. It's tough. Yeah. Tough.
Well, you can't take
a comparison.
You're not going to be. You lose that one. If those guys really care about that stuff, you lose. And this is what sucks. It's not your fault. And it's why, you know, that's too bad. So, I mean, does that stuff worry you? It has to, doesn't
it? For any massive free agent in that league, this is one of the things that has to be a detractor to any player that comes here. Like, oh, what's the nightlife like? Well, have you had the Gold Fever wings at the Nines? I mean, they're great. Like, you into like kind of big girls with bad accents? I mean, we got that in spades. And everything closes at 2. If you're looking for a fight and a slice at like 1:30 in the morning, there's no shortage of places like that. Like, we have all that. But in terms of like celebrity sightings,
no, we're not.
Sexiness, chic. You know, you're not going to really get a lot of that in terms of nightlife here in Boston. Great restaurants. Other than that, no, there's not a lot what you would find in New York or LA.
Yeah, you're
Miami.
You're kind of porked when it comes to that, and that's sort of the problem. That's one of the things you're dealing with. what's so funny?
Yeah, go to Santapio.
We'll get you a slice in a fight, no problem. Easy.
Yeah, and then after you're done the late nights at Revere Beach.
Stephen A. Smith was on this morning. ESPN's a little bit of longer cut. Well, we can stop and start it, but there's a lot of stuff in here in this comment. Stephen A. Smith this morning on ESPN.
Kevin Durant to the Clippers. What are you hearing?
Well, I know the Clippers believe they've got a great, great shot at Kawhi Leonard. And when you look at them making the playoffs and then this notion that they're going to get Kawhi Leonard because they're very, very confident that they're going to get him. Now you're talking about them having enough space for two players. And why wouldn't Kevin Durant want to come there, particularly to be that other team in L.A., ruining LeBron's chance at another championship? All of those have been incentives. But I still keep hearing the Knicks. Obviously, they will take Kyrie with Kevin Durant, but they will give Kevin Durant whatever he wants. And if that's Kyrie and whoever else they can get, they will do so. They are going to take care of Kevin Durant. The Knicks franchise will belong to him if he wants it.
Okay, now, so stop there for a second. If you're Kevin Durant and you have a chance to go play with Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers or the Knicks and build your own team, what do?
I probably would go with Kawhi, but here's the question. With Kawhi, I feel like it's a little bit of co-billing. If you go to the Knicks, you're the savior. You show up. I mean, just Stephen A. said it, right? He has the franchise. The franchise is his.
Before I answer the question, what's the goal?
Just answer it however you want to answer it.
New York. Because I don't think the winning's what matters to him. He's already got his rings.
So legacy part of it, New York. If you're the guy who can turn it around in New York.
So that's a good way to look at it. What's a bigger feat? You know, what's a bigger feat is going to New York and winning there.
It is.
Then winning with Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. Now, again, to what I said last night.
The Clippers are another bum franchise.
That matters more in New York.
Does Durant and Kawhi work on, they're both ball-dominant wings? I think
that would work.
Would it?
Yeah.
I question it.
Kawhi, Durant's better on defense than he gets credit for, but I think that you can sort of do the deal of taking turns, and I think Kawhi will do a lot of the dirty work that maybe Durant doesn't want to do as he gets older.
That's for sure, too. But I think it's a greater accomplishment to win in New York.
Yeah, and the business play is New York. I think.
Why?
Because you get it all to yourself. You go to L.A., you'll have Kawhi there and LeBron there, and whoever LeBron brings in on top of it, and I'm sorry, just because of the force of nature that LeBron is, you're in the same market, you're second fiddle.
Fair point.
So you could be on the opposite coast and have the whole thing to yourself.
Billy, pick it up from there, please.
If he wants it. Now you're hearing Kyrie with him, but you're hearing noise about Kyrie and the Nets, and then you're hearing Kyrie with LeBron. I've personally been told that Kyrie has been advised by some confidants to go to L.A., but he and KD are so tight that you just don't think that that's going to end up happening. And if that's the case where KD and Kyrie ends up going to New York, then it's one of those situations where you got to look at Kemba Walker. Why? Because he's eligible for the Supermax. But I promise you, Michael Jordan is not going to go into the tax. He's not going to do it. So if that means losing Kemba Walker, that is something that he will do rather than go into that tax. Then you've got Kemba Walker, and since New York wouldn't be an option because Kyrie would be there, now you're talking about Kemba Walker in L.A., potentially with LeBron. So these are the kind of things that you're hearing league-wide. It's absolutely crazy right now, but the one thing that seems to be certain is that the person holding free agency in the palm of his hands, practically for everybody outside of Kawhi Leonard, is Kevin Durant. Kawhi is going to do what Kawhi is going to do. He's going to stay in Toronto or he's going to go to the Clippers. The belief is Kevin Durant is the guy that everybody's wondering about, because that's where all the dominoes fall.
Okay, I think it's great stuff. I really do. I think it's great for the league. Great fodder. But interesting hearing Stephen A's commentary there on Kyrie Irving. You know, he's been advised by confidence. He's been told to go to L.A., rejoin LeBron. There's people in Kyrie's circle pushing him there. Stephen A has also said, and others have said, that there's people there pushing him to the Nets. Much better situation in Brooklyn than with the Knicks. Go to the Nets. And then, but the prevailing wisdom is that he's going, says Stephen A, to the Knicks and to join Kevin Durant, and that's how that domino is going to fall. It's odd that Stephen A. Smith did not mention who?
The Celtics.
You.
The Celtics, yeah.
Like, you're nowhere even in that conversation.
Is anyone in his circle pushing him to go back to the Celtics?
So does it, I mean, it just, doesn't it feel like this is the way?
It feels like it's over.
The direction this is headed?
Yeah. It's anywhere but here, it feels like, for Kyrie Irving at this point.
I mean, if he's coming back, why is he clubbing with LeBron in L.A.?
Well, it's funny because, like, you know, the word was, right, that, you know, I think, was it Wick who said on your show, or I don't know. I sometimes forget what I listen to and what's, you know, I might have been told. But basically, it was like, hey, you know, Kyrie basically was on, like, vacation, right? Like, he went on vacation. He was on vacation for 2 weeks, like, after the end of the season. The vacation's going out to show with LeBron.
He's in L.A. That's the vacation.
To be courted by LeBron.
The next stop is Madison. I'm vacationing at Madison Square Garden next.
So he tells the Celtics, hey, I'm on vacation. Don't bother me. And then goes and chills with LeBron. That doesn't bode well for your chances, right? Jim, I'm sure there's some relationship analogy you can pull out here.
I don't know. The whole thing feels like it's over. And then the other thing that happened today is, so there's an Instagram account named Cuffs the Legend.
I heard about this.
He's apparently player development, youth to NBA, has a training center in North Carolina. Either way, he's friends with LeBron James. And so Cuffs the Legend posted a picture today of Kyrie Irving in a Lakers jersey. So it's a Photoshop, you know, like it's him on the court, but it's a Lakers jersey, which was liked by LeBron James. So start the speculation.
Isn't that great?
Here we go.
I mean, social media matters.
He's not being very subtle. Oh, right. I absolutely believe this stuff matters. I absolutely believe these guys screw around and drop hints and play around with it, you know, with their eyeballs and sausage emojis and eggplant emojis and all this stuff. Like, yes, I mean, isn't that what they're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that how the modern athlete gets the word out?
Of course.
With his stupid emojis?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so, now, look, I always question LeBron because I think LeBron's always got, like, tentacles everywhere. Like, he's manipulating the basketball world, for crying out loud. He really is. He's holding it in his hand.
I mean,
he's spinning it the way he wants to spin it.
You've said it. I think you're right. I think he's desperate. Like, he's openly courting these
guys. He is desperate. Think of all the... Is there any way, if you're Kawhi Leonard, you go play with LeBron James?
No way.
No shot. No shot. So, like, he's going to meet with Kawhi to do what? Like, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I'd say, dude, you got it backwards. You're yesterday's news. I'm tomorrow's.
Okay, I promise. We haven't got to it yet. Calls right after Murray's up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Okay, calls with Gasper, as promised. I've been waiting very patiently. Thank you for doing so. Michael in Rockland on Kyrie Irving. Go ahead, Michael.
All right, so I believe Kyrie Irving cannot be the best player on your team. He can be the best scorer if it's needed. We already see him kind of trying to make amends with LeBron James. Yeah, because when he goes back to the Lakers, he will be a sidekick to LeBron James. If he goes to pair with Durant, he will be a sidekick to Kevin Durant. I saw him mentally check out in that Milwaukee series.
Okay, so let me stop you. Agree or disagree? He's just a two.
I don't think he's just a two. I would say he's like a 1A. He needs some, but he's capable from a basketball standpoint, but in terms of everything that goes along with being the face of a franchise, he needs someone to help him carry that burden of leadership and that burden of being the face of the franchise, because I think from a personality standpoint, he's not suited for that.
I tend to agree more with Chris. From a basketball standpoint, I think he can come close to doing it. Close. But he can't run a team.
Devin in San Diego on the Celts. Hi, Devin.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to humbly apologize to you guys. You know, I had the Celtics as a lock all year against Golden State, and it's stunning out of all four teams that they get knocked out in the second round. You know, Red Sox win 100 games, take down New York, Houston, L.A. Patriots, maybe the least talented team they've had, still win the Super Bowl with half a Gronk. And even now, you know, I don't know anything about hockey, but Bruins go there. It's crazy that this team, out of all of them, couldn't even make it past the second round.
Devin,
do you think they're the biggest disappointment?
Yes.
In maybe Boston history?
No, but they're up there.
Now, since the 2011 Red Sox, yeah. I wrote that call.
Same class, though.
Yeah,
they're in
is,
there.
It's just a colossal waste of talent.
What you should be most angry about is why they came up short. Why? And the why is they were all bitching to each other about whose team it was or but whose it, ball it is.
But when you have the kind of, I mean, other than injuries, it has to be that.
Well, no. You could say they just don't have the talent.
No. But I'm saying teams that are huge disappointments, it's because they couldn't figure it out.
Yes.
It's always because they're idiots.
But personality, ego, selfishness, that's why it came up short.
Oh, my God, what a disaster.
That is disgusting.
Seriously, you know, and again, I'm speaking in the sports realm, Chris. You know, this is the toy department. But in the sports world, that was a freaking train wreck.
No, it was. In sports terms, I won't disagree with you there. There's no question about it.
Here's Jules in New Hampshire on the Patriots and that Bedard column. Bedard loves the talent on this team. Jules, yeah. What do you got?
Mike, you say the Pats winning is a commentary on the league. You took the league. You took the Chargers. You took the Chiefs. You took the Rams.
I know I was wrong.
You're talking on both sides of your mouth.
No, I was wrong. I gave the league too much credit. Turns out no one's figured you out.
Okay, another thing you're wrong on is Brady. But you're not wrong. You're just crying about it a little bit. The man is 42 years old, wife and kids. His wife is like, Tom, are you done? He's like, no, I want to play a little longer. How about I just stay home during voluntary workouts? That's all that is.
Yeah, and it's a horrible look. It's a horrible look and a bad deal. Period, story over. You will never convince me that quarterbacks missing passing camps are good. It's not good. It's bad. And it didn't help Brady one bit. Did not help your team. Because your team got a little worse last year. Turns out no one else could close the gap, though. So that's good for you. That's the commentary on the league. No one's good enough to close the gap or smart enough to close the gap. But the team got a little worse and Brady got a little worse. And the way he handled the offseason was a part of it. Sorry, that happened. And it's going to happen again, I think. I don't know how you get better, especially at that age, by spending less time at practice. I don't think it's just that's counterintuitive. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, maybe he will if this N'Keal Harry can really play. I guess, you know, were you there yesterday?
No, I was not there. No.
But apparently
I went to Bruins.
He got glowing reports, you know, like a lot of people really impressed.
Well, you were still covering him. Do you remember Chad Jackson's rookie minicamp?
He was awesome.
Unbelievable,
was he?
Right?
He was great. Chad Jackson was great.
He looked
great.
Like Jerry freaking Rice.
That first spring, I remember his first spring, I said, we have the next Deion Branch. Because Branch looked great in that spring camp, too. Branch popped that passing camp. Like, day one, he and Brady were great. And I'm like, oh, Branch. Loved him from day one. Then Jackson, same thing that weekend. I'm like, oh, they got the next one. So it can be deceiving. It's true. But that's Chris's point.
Oh, there's hope.
But Chad Jackson looked great.
He did. He really did. So my point is, you don't know. Like, let's the Rosie Colvin calm down. Let's see him in pads and, you know, then we can make a decision. I like the pick, but let's calm down.
I just think it speaks volumes that they've been out and they're getting a big receiver that, you know, big catch radius. They got running backs. They got defense. Feels to me like they're de-emphasizing the quarterback position a little bit.
Well, if he's not there, I don't blame him. Like, I don't know. If he's not showing up, what else are you going to do? Tyler in Fort Myers on Kawhi Leonard. Yes, Tyler.
So, Maz, this is for you. You built your argument the other day on the on Steph Curry winning his sole championship because Kyrie Irving wasn't in there. But yet you think a Raptors team with Kawhi Leonard and the biggest choke artist out of the city of Toronto is going to get past the Warriors.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Man, you're crazy.
He is. Intervention, Tyler. Yeah. Did you hear about our intervention there, Gasper, earlier in the week?
No, I didn't.
So Maz had a blazer. To the point where Jim and I got together and said, he needs help.
Because he's our friend and we care for him.
Exactly.
We don't want to see him go down this dark path any longer.
No, that's what it is, Chris.
Well, you know what?
They care deeply for me.
And it makes for good radio.
It's got nothing to do with show content.
If you didn't know, you'll hear it coming back. So we'll play the Maz intervention. We'll be back on the table here on an agenda-free Friday right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Too much.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
This take contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Is Steph Curry a number one that you can build around on a championship team?
No, he's not a number one.
So you, what you do now is you diminish Golden State, even though they won a championship with Steph Curry leading it.
After Kyrie got hurt.
Even though they went to game seven of another NBA Finals with Steph Curry leading it. It's not good. He's not good enough.
Not quite, no.
Curry long distance way outside. Puts it in. Steph Curry from downtown.
I just think you're crazy diminishing the Golden State Warriors and the championship they won without Durant and what they're doing right now without Durant. Like, that's not good enough for you?
No.
Curry on the drive, gets inside, banks it home, tie game.
The thing about Maz and Steph Curry might be the dumbest thing I've heard in my life.
If he's your best player, you're not going to win.
Except they did.
When Kyrie got hurt.
You just can't say you can't build around that guy when they already did and did it.
Yeah, I need to see more.
Curry drills the three, and Golden State goes up by four.
He's the best player on the team right now that's about to go back to the finals, and you're saying you still don't know if you can build around him as a number one.
Correct.
Feels like a you problem as opposed to a real problem.
Probably is a me problem. I'm not sure Dirk was the kind of guy you could build around. But
except,
keep going.
Except they did and they won it all.
Once.
Now you need multiples to be good enough to build around?
In that league, yeah.
And that'll do it. The Warriors do it again. Another comeback as they defeat the Blazers here in overtime and advance to their fifth consecutive NBA Finals.
The really great players in that league win multiple titles as centerpiece guys.
Okay, what if he does it this year?
And Durant doesn't come back?
Right. Impossible.
I'd have to think about
that. Natalie, thoughts and prayers.
Let me see what it looks
like. You are impossible.
Let me see what it looks like.
Oh, my God. So that's when we had the take intervention. He needs help, Chris.
Maz, I feel like you've been take cornered. Like, you're
take cornered.
He's backed in the corner.
He's in take.
Don't enable him.
He's in take denial. Don't be an enabler.
I'm not in take denial. I'm telling you, the year that Golden State won, I loved the story too. I was rooting for Golden State, but you have to give me that. It's a huge asterisk.
You understand how silly this is? You take away that championship for the fact that Kyrie got hurt. Chris takes away the championship because Draymond Green was suspended. It's like, you can't start doing that.
Well, Chris has no right. Because
the banners are the banners.
The other team was up 3-1 and the guy got suspended.
The banners are the banners.
They still had game seven at home, Chris.
Yeah, and they should have. They were also a 73-win team that was led by Steph Curry.
They're each taking
the NBA
away
the record for regular season wins.
And they're taking away the banner from the other team for other reasons. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that again. I don't know how you can just say that it's a regular championship. It's like every other championship when the other team's second and third best players both got hurt. Irving and Love were both out. LeBron was on his own with Dellavedova, that little Australian wombat running around out there, for crying out loud, sticking his nose there and getting floor burns like he was some type of hero. And they, you know, that was, there was no way, LeBron had no chance of winning that series once he lost Kyrie. None.
But isn't that a little bit of a commentary on LeBron versus, like so, look, The Warriors are great, and they play great team basketball, but before Durant was there, Curry was clearly the best player.
Sure.
And clearly the most transcendent, dynamic player. So how much credit are you giving to the guy? It sounds like you're giving a lot of credit to these guys around him, so you must feel like Draymond Green's really underrated, and like Klay Thompson could be a one if he had his own team, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm telling you that the year they won without Durant, there was a huge asterisk. Huge. Kyrie got hurt at the beginning of that series, and Love was already out, I think. Like,
so again, if the Warriors do it next week and win the finals without Durant...
He's not going to play in the first two games, they've already said.
Then what, Maz?
Then I will consider taking back the
take. I gotta say, that's a ridiculous take. I'm sorry.
What is?
That Steph Curry's not number one.
This is why we're trying to check him into rehab.
Do you have a letter prepared that you'd like to read to him, too? Because, I mean, we've really tried to help our
friends. So I'll tell you what, but I want... You know, this has got to go both ways. If Golden State gets there and they lose without Durant,
yep,
will you acknowledge it?
Of course, because I happen to be driven by the results, unlike you people. I'm not peeling anything back. When you win a championship, that's it. So that says something, and it will say something to me, and I will come around to your side.
Okay, so if he loses...
This shows health on my part. I'm healthy. You in this denial business is unhealthy, Maz. Trust me, it's unhealthy.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm as healthy as can be. Trust me, there's no issue there at all. I just want to make sure that it's working both ways. If Steph Curry and Golden State don't get Durant back and throw up on themselves against Kawhi Leonard, you'll come around.
Yep.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand, though, about you guys. Maybe I'm misconstruing this. But on the one hand, like, you knock Durant because you're saying he's a championship chaser because he went to a team that was already winning championships. But on the other hand, Curry can't be a number one because Durant showed up and Durant really won the championship.
Oh, I'm not saying...
So which is it?
I think Curry is a number one.
No, but I'm just saying, which is it? You can't knock Durant.
Look at him.
So then you think Durant made the right decision and that he deserves those championships and it doesn't matter what happens from here on out in his career, his legacy is secure.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive. Durant stacked the deck in his favor.
I think they have to be mutually exclusive. You cannot rip Durant as a championship chaser and say he joined this team that was already winning without him and then not give credit to the guy who was the best player on the team when they were winning without him.
Thank you.
No. Chris is absolutely right. I think Curry's a one. He's an absolute one you can build around as a championship player, multiple championship player, and Durant hitched his wagon to him.
The year they won the 73, they lost. They didn't win the championship.
They were up 3-1, and Draymond kicked some guy in the nuts. Like, he kicked LeBron. They win if he does, if he's not suspended.
So if Curry's a true number one, shouldn't they have been able to win anyway?
I mean, you know, I don't know. These intangibles sometimes change things, and that changed when Draymond got suspended.
Okay, so hold on. Chris has a problem with Maz. He has a problem with me. If you want to get to it, we only have 3 minutes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do it. You don't like my overtime.
No,
taking
I don't.
The NFL.
I mean,
hold on. People know what I'm talking about. The NFL. I think the NFL should change overtime so each team gets a possession. Chris doesn't like that.
No, I just was glad that they left the rule brilliantly designed by someone the way that it was. And I just think when you look at it, like all the numbers, like I listen to you all week talk about 3 out of 5 who win the coin toss. I'm like, that's such a ridiculously small sample size. I can't believe you even use that.
It's all I have.
If one of those games goes the other way, then it's 60% the other way. And Ben Volen, my colleague at the Globe, had this today.
But
the NFL's data state that only 51 to 52% of overtime games end with a touchdown on the first possession. That's basically, that's 50-50.
That's still too much.
It's a 50-50 proposition.
It's over
fine.
50.
It's fine the way that it is.
And it's probably getting worse.
And the other thing that's annoying to me is that how quickly people forget how bad it was before this rule. You know, before it was get the ball, get anywhere inside the 40, hand it off 3 times to some jamoke and have the field goal kickers decide. Now you have the defense has more of a chance than they've ever had in overtime. I'm sorry, if you let some team march down the field and give up a touchdown when you know that that's going to cost you the game, then you deserve to lose.
Okay.
And by the way, if you score a touchdown defensively, you win.
I'm not saying it's unfair. The unfairness is not the basis of my argument. It's fair.
Okay.
I don't think it's as entertaining. I think it'd be a better product if all these great quarterbacks and all these great offenses get a chance. I just think that's a better, it's more fun. It'd be more fun to have both Brady and Mahomes get a shot in overtime.
Okay, but do you think that that's the genesis of Kansas City's
proposal?
Of course. Or is it just a loser's lament? If they had won the toss,
it's
and Mahomes
a loser's
had gone
lament,
down
but it's also a better product.
I just, look.
See, unlike you, I can separate the fan stuff from it. I'm just telling you what would be a more entertaining overtime format.
That's me, Patriots super fan, completely clouded in my vision. I'll say if anything's clouded in my vision, it's the fact that I invented this overtime.
You mentioned for the second time.
Yes, exactly. I'm just saying, like, if you do it, where does it end? Because then if you do this, it's going to say, someone's going to say, well, we should have gotten a second chance.
Why?
Or because that's the way it is. Because the whole thing is not based on what is the most expedient way to decide a winner. It's based on we lost, and so is there another way to write this rule where maybe we wouldn't have lost?
Well, that's getting a little silly. If each get a crack, I think it sort of ends there. I do. I think it ends there. Or Bill Belichick's idea I still like the most, and that is just a 10-minute timed period, no sudden death. Play out the 10 minutes. And then the team that wins the coin toss, if you can go on a 9.5-minute drive and score a touchdown or a field goal or even hold a ball, like that I'll probably give you. If you can do that, then the other defense really has no shot. But I don't know. I think that would be fabulously entertaining because that pretty much guarantees both teams
get what if it's tied after that?
And then you go sudden death. Then flip it and first point wins.
So player safety doesn't matter.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't. You're saying entertaining. This is just my opinion. I feel like in sports, there's not anything that is more entertaining than sudden death. NHL playoff, next goal wins. Like, so should we go back to the center ice and drop the puck and play, you know, make sure the other team gets to touch it. And now they don't just get to touch it. They have to make sure they enter it into the other team's zone with possession because we have to give them a chance to match.
No, well, we told you baseball should go to sudden death.
I like that idea.
Score. See, if you score
the hockey?
Yeah.
No, baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah,
baseball.
Okay. If you score on top of the 10th, it's over.
Yeah. If you can't get three outs, you suck. It's done.
Because that's what football is.
Well, anything that makes the games end faster.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So let's just go to sudden death in baseball. You know, you don't want to lose? Stop somebody. Make a stop. Well, pitching matters too, doesn't it? If you can't get out of the inning, then you deserve to lose. I mean, it's the same principle, right? So go ahead. Let's do sudden death in baseball.
I think there's no data that says that this, and I know you're backing off this, there's no data that says that this is not an equitable or fair way to decide
the
game.
The equitability is not my prime issue. I don't think it's the most entertaining format. Period. Story over. It's just not.
Because the Patriots won.
And the Packers lose. The Packers have had two overtime playoff games where Rodgers never touched the ball. Now, I'm not saying that's unfair because our defense sucks. So I'm not talking about the fairness. I'm just saying for the business angle, for the league, for our entertainment value, if you're watching a neutral site game, wouldn't you want Aaron Rodgers to touch the ball in overtime or Tom Brady to touch the ball in overtime or Pat Mahomes to touch the ball in overtime?
This is coming from the guy. We don't have all day. We got to get these games over with.
I've never said that about football.
Look at this Christmas traffic.
Yeah, I've never said that about football. Not once. Football can go as long as it needs. That'll do it, Gasper. Do we have a Murray and Gasper extravaganza tomorrow?
We do. Full show, 11 to 2. We'll be here. What we're going to talk about, who knows?
That's a great tease. Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Good to see you guys.
Okay. Will we see you in St. Louis?
I do not believe so, no.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate. You'd miss some great barbecue that Murray's got in store for us. We're going to be waiting in line for like 2 hours for it. But all right, no commercials, just an update for Murray. We'll reset some of our NHL stuff and Stanley Cup stuff right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.